From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Libya's political transition gets strong UN backing. The Security Council has unanimously backed the new Libyan unity government. The British-sponsored resolution called on the new Libyan Presidency Council to follow through on plans to form a new government within 30 days, while also making arrangements for its own security. Matthew Rycroft is the UK UN ambassador.
The international community has today declared our united support for the Libyan political agreement that was signed last week in Skhirat in Morocco, and we've spoken with one voice in support of a government of national accord of Libya based in Tripoli, and which the signatories of the agreement pledged to create.
Libya's UN ambassador told the Associated Press he'd like to see the UN ease its arms embargo against his country so it can defend itself against Islamic State militants. Libya has been in chaos for the 4 years since the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. It currently has rival administrations, one in Tripoli and an internationally recognized government in the east. Human Rights Watch charges the Nigerian army has killed hundreds of Shia Muslims in raids in the northern city of Zaria early this month. Daniel Bekele is the group's Africa director.
We have talked to witnesses from the area, and we have talked to local authorities, and we have compiled the numbers from the hospitals as well, and we have found that at least 300 people have been killed in this military attack.
Violence erupted December 12 when members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria blocked an army convoy carrying the army chief of staff. The army says the group attacked the convoy and tried to assassinate the general. The government has launched an investigation. The group's leader, Ibrahim Zakzaki, remains in military custody. This is VOA News. Iraqi troops closed in on Islamic State fighters Wednesday in central Ramadi, where they're trying to retake the western provincial capital lost 7 months ago. Iraqi units pushed toward the government complex in an area where several hundred IS fighters are believed to have barricaded themselves. Meanwhile, the UN food program continues providing aid to Iraqi families internally displaced by the fighting. Many of those in need are Yazidi women who fled Mount Sinjar last year. Maro Awad is a food program spokesperson.
The psychological pain and suffering that these women have gone through is beyond description, and WFP is doing its best by providing food to these families to ensure that they have the necessary nutrition to keep going.
The UN agency is assisting nearly 20,000 living on and around Mount Sinjar with wheat, flour, rice, pulses, cooking oil, sugar, salt, and bulgur. Russia is dismissing allegations by the rights group Amnesty International that Russian airstrikes in Syria killed at least 200 civilians in Homs, Idlib, and Aleppo provinces. A Russian Defense Ministry spokesman, Igor Konashenkov, denied the Amnesty allegations, saying nothing new or concrete was published, only, quote, cliches and fakes that we have already repeatedly exposed. The rights group said the Russian strikes have hit homes and hospitals, and its research showed there were no fighters or military targets nearby. Amnesty said it had evidence Russia is also using banned cluster munitions and unguided bombs. The Afghan government has sent reinforcements to the besieged southern district of Helmand province after Taliban militants captured large parts of the area in recent days. Fighting continues as army and police arrive to help security forces after days of clashes. The Taliban began their advance on the Sangin district Sunday after storming government buildings and capturing the administrative center. The U.S. Wednesday called on the government in Djibouti to free opposition leaders detained during deadly protests earlier this week that left as many as 19 dead after security forces opened fire on a religious gathering in the capital. A reporter in Djibouti told VOA that more than 10 were wounded. A U.S. spokesman said Washington condemns the recent acts of violence, called for the immediate release of opposition leaders. He urged the government to respect the rights of its citizens and called for a dialogue among political stakeholders to prevent further violence and pave the way for peaceful and transparent elections next year. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday appointed a new peacekeeping chief for Mali as the country struggles to implement a peace agreement with a rebel alliance amid surging violence. Mahamat Saleh Anadif is the former foreign minister of Chad. He replaces Tunisian diplomat Mongi Hamdi, who held the post for just a year as head of the 10,000-strong MINUSMA force. It has suffered the highest number of losses of any active peacekeeping mission. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.